What's up, SOSers? I know you're kind of thinking, where's Molly? I know, I'm sorry. But it's just your girl, Alyssa, today. We have a very special episode. We're going to call this like a little mini-sode because this past week I've been in a beautiful thing. You can see it right behind me. If you're on YouTube, you can see what I'm talking about. It's called an Earthship. I'm in Taos, New Mexico. It's my husband and I's favorite place. And I really just wanted to give everybody an insight about what this Earthship can do, what it entails, and some fun facts about how you can make one. And I've really encouraged people to look more into these because they're so beautiful. I mean, please, I can't stress this enough. Go on YouTube, SOS with Molly and Alyssa, so you can actually see. We're going to give you like a little tour of this beautiful Earthship. So maybe one day you can get one. They're amazing. I can't stress enough how amazing they are. And yeah, enjoy the tour.
So as I said, Earthships can be completely self-sustaining, can be totally off-grid, modern homes constructed from locally sourced reclaimed materials. Earthships can be built in any part of the world, in any climate, and still provide comfort, electricity, potable water, contain sewage treatment, and sustainable food production. Earthships are thermal mass homes first, passive solar homes second. Meaning, whatever temperature goes into an Earthship, it will hold, and since it is also a passive solar house, it is also very tight and interacts only with the sun and the earth for heating and cooling, providing stable comfort year-round in any climate. And in Taos specifically, a town that my husband and I are in love with and would one day hopefully have an Earthship, it can get very hot and it can get very cold with pretty extreme winter storms. So this is really important information to have. And when we stayed there, the temperature was perfect, and I'm a stickler for temperature. It was super hot outside, but inside, extremely comfortable. Because Earthships are designed to produce water, electricity, and food for its own use, there are so many key advantages. Part of that is no more high food bills, energy bills, heating bills, water bills, and you get independence, freedom, organic produce, and self-sufficiency. You're also saving so much money in monthly spendings for bills. It's incredible. In the U.S., we typically spend around $200 in electricity and gas, where an Earthship, it would be $25 a month. For food, bills are usually around $600 a month, but with an Earthship, it's half that. You're going to be spending around $300, and that's incredible. If you're smart and you're watching this on YouTube, right now you can see a beautiful little chicken coop with chickens, and you can have fresh eggs every morning. And I don't know about you, but that's really important to me. And this is the best part. A water bill will typically be $30 a month, $360 a year, but with an Earthship, zero. You're saving so much money in water. It's amazing. You're saving so much money because of the main features of an Earthship, which are the use of natural and recycled materials. That includes tires and soil and recycled goods, and they're affordable, easy accessible building materials. The electricity is a solar and wind system with solar panels and vertical axis windmill. The heating and cooling systems, as I said before, are thermal mass and passive solar heating with soil isolating behind and inside of the tires that make up the building. For food production, there's a greenhouse attached to the buildings. They always face south, and there are year-round crops produced. And the reason why your water bills are so damn low or non-existent is because you're harvesting your own water with water cisterns. And if you don't know, water cisterns are watertight containers that protect and store drinking water. So all year round, rain and snow water is collected, and then that water is recirculated into the system. It is so ideal. And water harvesting is a really cool concept. Specifically, Earthships collect all their water from rain and snow melt on the roof and store this water in cisterns. And water from the cistern feeds a pump and filter system that cleans the water and sends it to a solar hot water heater and also to a pressure tank. From there, water is used for bathing, washing dishes, laundry, you name it. It's incredible. And if you're like me and you're wondering how the sewage system is treated, well, The used gray water flows to interior botanical cells, where plants use up and treat the water until it's clean enough to be collected in a well at the end of the planter and then pumped on demand to the toilet tank for flushing. The toilet water then goes to a conventional septic tank, which overflows into an exterior rubber-lined botanical cell filled with exterior landscaping plants. So every drop of water that lands on an Earthship's roof is used four times. So homes can subsist and even thrive without taking water from the ground or municipal sources. That's amazing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you're now seeing beautiful shots of the greenhouse that is included when you have an Earthship. Interior in-home organic food production is actually the most recent design principle added to the Earthship concept. Earthship Biotexture employs a plant specialist who has experimented with the best plants for the interior gray water botanical cells. They've also designed mini hydroponic planters in suspended buckets that have added vertical growing space in the greenhouses and have tremendous yields of herbs, peppers, tomatoes, kale, beets, cucumbers, you name it. And there's a visitor center in the Earthship community in Taos specifically, and they feature all of these food-producing plants, and staff members there regularly enjoy fresh produce straight off the vine. Lucky them. Aqua botanical systems in the newest Earthship enhance food production capabilities with fish and nutrients from their waste. Again, if you're watching, I just need to stop and shout out this incredible bathroom. Have you ever seen anything like this? I was literally bathing in like a forest. Come on, that's the dream. And let's talk about the solar panel system and wind electricity for a second. So every building has its own renewable power plant with photovoltaic panels, batteries, charge controller, and inverters. The key step in making these systems affordable for residential use is to design down the electrical requirements of the home before the solar system is sized. Super efficient lighting pumps and refrigeration help lower the load, as does the lack of any need for electrical heat or air conditioning. Add in daylight from the windows and skylights and a keen awareness of trickle drains and phantom loads, and an Earthship's electrical needs are about 25% of that of a conventional home. Most residents can meet their demand with 1 kilowatt or less of energy from solar panels. Some also opt to add a small windmill to the system for gray, stormy climates. At their most fundamental, Earthships are structures that heat and cool themselves without electrical heat, burning fossil fuels, or wood. For example, 30% of all energy that is produced in the world is used for heating and cooling buildings. That's a lot. And to reiterate, by using thermal mass and solar gain, Earthships are capable of maintaining a comfortable temperature without additional fuels in any climate of the world. The structural walls of the building are formed with used automobile tires packed tightly with earth. These thermal mass bricks, which weigh about 300 pounds each, are pounded into place and staggered like bricks to form the load-bearing walls for the roof. The tires are also wide enough to eliminate the need for a concrete foundation. The densely packed walls, considered to be self-supporting monolithic walls, also store temperature, heat, or cold because their solidity imbues them with the quality of thermal mass. And if you're watching, you can now see a little bit of how these walls are built. You can see the tires staggered. I mean, it's incredible what goes into making these, and we're very lucky that we got this little sneak peek, and now you can see it too. And when making these, there's no shortage of used tires in the country. At least 2.5 billion tires are currently stockpiled in the U.S., with 2.5 million more discarded every year. So tires can be seen as a globally available natural resource. Other materials such as cans and bottles are optional, although bottle brick walls are a familiar standout feature of many Earthships. All interior walls are packed out between the tires and plastered with adobe mud. Mud can also be used for floors, and reclaimed wood and metal are often used as well. The basic idea is to surround each living space with mass on three sides and line the south side of the building with windows. Sun enters through the glass and heats up the mass of the floors and walls. So in the evening, when the air temperature drops below the stored wall temperature, heat is naturally released into the space. And in the summer, with the sun high in the sky, The building stays cool with the constant temperature of the Earth. I love it. Earthships enhance the cooling with natural ventilation through buried cooling tubes and operable vent boxes. So if all this sounds incredible like it does to me, there are three ways to get your own Earthship. The first way is to hire an Earthship Biotecture crew where you'll have little to no worry about how to build one. They'll help you. You can also join and apply for their Earthship Academy and become part of the training program that teaches you how to build it on your own. And you can also rent it like we did. You can experience an Earthship just for a few nights to get a feel of what it's like to live in one. And trust me, you'll want one. So that concludes our little Earthship tour. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned some things. Again, I'm not an expert, but regardless, if I can figure out some basics, so can you, and we can all, you know, do our research, learn more about if this is a right fit for you. Regardless, you should still come here. Airbnb, you can find this, stay here, and maybe you'll fall in love like we did. So shout out to Michael Reynolds, who is the architect of all these Earthships, and all their workers who we see tending to the chickens and stuff like that here. And the plants, it takes a village, but it's kind of beautiful that way. So shout out to Black Lives Matter, shout out to the Rainforest Coalition, and if you can, donate to, there's so many good environmental charities out there. The Rainforest Coalition is one of them, but also, there are ones associated with the Earthships that are really great, so we can start making more of these in places like India, Puerto Rico, where the weather is really turbulent and where these Earthships are really needed. We have a Patreon, guys. So please look us up on Patreon. It's $3 a month, 7 or 11. And you can help us maybe come to more Earthships. We can bring Molly along, have some on location tours. Yeah, that could happen. If you're on Patreon, go do it. Shout out to Steve and Nyjah, who are our OG patrons. We love you. So, I'm Alyssa Rizzano, and here's to turning meltdowns into magic.